opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, where we got over 400 today during happy hour.
Yeah.
And still 295 on there. And you'll get a chance to see Trey, who was answering NASCAR questions. And Bill had an idea on here, so I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead.
Who won the Confederate Redneck 400 at Charlotte Motor Speedway in September of last year?
Probably, I'm going to say...
Is that the real name of a race?
I'm going to say, no. I'm going to say Chase Elliott, though. I'm going to guess with all
that... No, it's that guy that said the N-word on his...
Ray Cicerelli?
Yeah, who was that guy?
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson.
He's
there.
About to get another ride here pretty soon.
Okay, how many championships does Jeff Gordon have? Can you name the years that he won those championships?
1995, 1997, 1998, 2001.
That's pretty good. Damn. Okay, how many championships does Dale Earnhardt have? Can you name those years?
1980, 1986, 1987, 1990, 1991, 1993, 1994.
Correct.
Do you remember what year he was canceled?
2001.
How many championships does Jimmy Johnson
have? He has seven.
Can you name those?
2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2013, 2016.
How many does Martin Truex Jr.
One.
Have? What year?
2017.
Dale Jarrett.
One.
What
1999.
Year?
Wait. Who was his main sponsor for most of his career?
Quality Care. UPS.
UPS.
19.
Yeah.
But he won the championship with a Quality Care.
I know, but I said main sponsor for most of his career.
Who won in 1988? UPS.
That would have been Bill Elliott.
Correct. Who won in 1983?
That would have been... I'm going to say that would have been Bobby Allison.
Correct.
What year did Bobby Labonte win?
2000.
Nice.
What year did Alan Colwicky?
1992.
How many races did Bobby Labonte win the year he won the championship?
Four. I'm going to say four.
I think he won one. I think you're incorrect.
No, that's Matt Kenseth. He won one in 2003.
No, but I think Labonte did the same thing.
No, it was just Matt Kenseth.
How far back do you go?
I can go back as far as modern era.
What's the modern
1972?
Era?
1972.
Okay. So you don't know 1970. You don't know about
1970
Bobby
was Bobby Isaac.
Oh, you do know about Bobby Isaac. Do you know how many titles Richard Petty has?
Seven.
Can you name those years?
1967, 1971, 1972, or no, 1972 was Benny Parsons.
No, it was Richard Petty.
1972, 1973, 1970.
Benny Parsons.
Yeah, 72 is what I meant. 70.
So here's what happened. You missed 1964.
Yeah, 1964.
His first championship.
His last championship was 1981.
No, Darrell Waltrip.
Yeah, you're right. 77 was his last championship.
Nope, that was Cale Yarbrough.
Oh, yes. Cale Yarbrough won 76, 77, 78. Yeah, 79.
79 was Richard Petty's last one.
That's kind of where I get iffy.
That's old school. Yeah. Okay.
You're right. Four. He won four that year.
What about Tony Stewart? How many
championships? He won 2002, 2005, and 2011. So three.
What year did Tony Stewart kill a man?
2014.
Okay. Who won in 2014?
That would have been Kevin Harvick.
And
why is this chair sinking to the ground?
It's the extra weight from the alcohol.
So who owned the team that Kevin Harvick drove for in 2014?
Tony Stewart.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't you think?
But it wasn't Tony Stewart's fault. I'll defend that to the death. That dude didn't.
To whose death?
Do you think?
To Kevin Ward Jr.'s.
But do you think Tony Stewart could have avoided it if he really wanted to?
No, zero chance. He couldn't see over the wing. The track was poorly lit. He was in a black fire suit.
The dark corner. I mean, what the guy? What is the guy doing getting out of his damn car?
He was mad that he got wrecked, but...
How mad do you think he is now?
Did he get dead. Wrecked, R-E-C-K-D?
Yeah, he got R-E-K-T.
Wrecked. Okay. There are... obviously, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmie Johnson have seven three. Titles.
Yeah, have seven.
Jeff Gordon has four.
Yep.
There are five people who have three championships. Can you name three of those five?
Tony Stewart, Cale Yarborough. You said three of the five?
Let's see how many of the
and,
five you
can
get. Two of them are old school. You might not know them.
Lee Petty?
That's one.
Ooh.
Of them, yeah.
Well, I've been pulling Lee Petty out of his ass.
That's Richard Petty's dad.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't.
It's not just NASCAR. I know a little bit
about
regular sports.
Daryl Waltrip.
Yeah, he did win three. He won 1981, 1982, 1985.
Yep, and David Pearson.
Yep, he won 69.
That's one of them.
70. And
no. 66, 60, 68,
yeah,
69. 60,
yeah.
How about this? What was Michael Waltrip's best finish in the NASCAR Sprint Series?
Of all time?
Yes.
Or, 11.
That was his highest finish?
11th, 2003.
I'm just curious.
He won the Daytona 500 that year.
All right, let's try this.
Okay.
How much you know about Indy 500?
A little bit.
Let's go with 2013 Indy 500.
Tony Kanaan.
2015.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
2018.
That would be. Hold on, give me a second. Willpower.
Correct. 2009.
That would be Helio Castroneves.
Correct. 2002.
That would be Helio Castroneves.
Whoa! I tried to trick you.
But it should have been Paul Tracy.
Hey, what about 1994?
That would be Rick Nears.
Ooh,
no. No. Al Unser Jr.
Al Unser Jr.
Yeah,
correct.
Make sure you get the junior.
Yeah.
What year did Danica Patrick lead the Indy
500? 2005.
Nice.
She led four laps.
2010. Yeah.
2010, that would be Dario Franchitti.
No. Oh, yeah, that is right.
Dario Franchitti, who was dating Ashley Judd.
Yep, is married to Ashley Judd.
Are they still married?
No, they're divorced.
Oh, okay.
2019.
2019, that would be Simon Pagenaud.
Who was the pole sitter in 2019?
Man, really. I'm going to take a guess here, and I'm going to say Helio Castroneves.
Ooh, it was Simon Pagenaud also. I knew I'd throw you off.
Yeah, I'm not good with
2004?
2004, that would be Buddy Rice.
Correct. 2005?
That would be Dan Weldon. Rest in peace.
But who was the rookie of the race in 2005?
Marco Andretti?
That was 2006.
Danica Patrick.
It was Danica Patrick. Who was the rookie of the race in 2014?
That would be Carlos Muntos.
That was 2013.
I don't know.
Kurt Busch,
yeah, he ran for Penske. I remember now. He finished sixth.
Look at you, Juggalo Trey. You are a brilliant boy.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. I'm gonna try and get out. I'm gonna try and walk to my car now.
You know what? Right. I think you should do.
Just chill out for a little while.
I think you should just chill. Let's get you some water or some coffee.
I'm good. I feel all right.
Trey,
Trust
me on this. I'm a professional. You need to just sit here and chill for a little bit. Don't worry about going to your car.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Who's the best driver that's never won a championship?
Mark Martin.
That's a fact?
Either Mark Martin or Denny Hamlin.
What about Danica Patrick?
She didn't even have a top five.
What about Ryan Newman?
He had one good year. And that was the year you won all the money.
But could be one of the greatest years in the history of racing, though, right?
No, he wrecked every other race.
But why didn't he win a championship?
Because he wrecked every other race.
But isn't winning the big deal?
Yeah, but he didn't have enough points.
That's stupid. If you win the most races, you should win the championship.
I don't think that's how it works. It
should.
It's not really fair.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a... You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
demand on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And it's been entertaining so far, to say the least. You going to be all right, Trey?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel fine.
Okay.
I've just got to take it easy when I get up.
I think just relax. You're fine.
I don't want to mess up y'all's show, you know. Y'all
you're good. Listen,
we do a good enough job messing up the show on our own. So anything you do isn't going to mess it up. Come on.
Appreciate that, man.
So, all right, where do we go from here?
Well, now we can start the show, I guess.
Really? Is there anything you want to get into?
Well, there's going to be sports matches played over the weekend, basketball sports matches.
Yeah.
There's Astros sports matches to discuss. We could. There's lots of things we can get into. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Or we can just go into and talk about racial relations all for the next 2 hours.
Do we have to?
No.
Yeah, I did you see the whole police scanner report from that?
No.
It's worth reading. It's
well, I kind of checked out on it since the other day.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
which
you.
I want to point out there's a lot of people who thought that I was forced to come on and apologize yesterday for Wednesday's show. That's not the case at all. I apologize because I was disappointed in our show on Wednesday. Like, no one around here is telling us, hey, you need to go on and say something. Like, that doesn't happen here.
Well, that's right? Why
and if it does, I would tell you. But that hasn't happened here.
Well, that's why I said I don't apologize for anything we said. At no point. Do I think we did a bad show? Yeah. But do I think it was possible to do a good show that day? Probably not. Under the circumstances. Maybe.
That's all it was.
And I've had a lot of people tell me that, no, you guys actually handled about as well as somebody could handle it. And I go, I disagree, but I respect their opinion on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, it was a bad show. But
that's why I apologize.
But
I didn't apologize because, like, my boss has asked me to.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
But I don't really think you needed to apologize.
I probably didn't, but I was disappointed. And, I want to do a good show every day. Well, that's my goal.
Just come out and say, hey, we sucked. We'll do better today. And we did. We did better yesterday. And today I think we're doing better, but everybody's kind of lit, so who knows? We might be awful. Aaron, how are you doing in there?
I'm fine.
But I would just point out, if you get a chance, if you're interested in it. I think a lot of people are checked out on it, which I don't blame them. But go look at the police scanner thing. It's enlightening in a lot of ways, but the big question is still why this guy grabbed the dude and shot him 7 times in the back. He was resisting arrest, and the police were clearly scared because they kept calling for backup. So there was a conflict going on, but the big question I still have is why did you have to shoot him in the back 7 times?
Right.
So, and Chuck, I don't know why you're so fascinated with me getting a haircut, but give it up, brother. It's just not going to happen. He's like, Fred and Trey should get a haircut on air. No. No, it wouldn't be funny. I just got here. You've had hair your whole life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mine just got here. It's not going anywhere. Deal with it. If I want to look like a lesbian, I will.
I don't think you look like a lesbian.
That's what everybody else says.
You kind of look like a baseball pitcher.
Well, okay, I'll take that.
Like what pitcher?
Tim Lincecum? Catfish
Hunter.
Tim
Lincecum looks like an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, and he's like 18 pounds.
I
could fit him in my left leg. Are you kidding me?
I just thought of the first person that had long hair.
Oh, God.
Do you think he looks like Noah Syndergaard used to look?
No, I don't see any Noah Syndergaard. But like the old baseball, not saying you're old, but like the old
I'm
baseball
old. It's
players.
Okay.
Do you think he looks like Reggie Jackson?
No, definitely not.
Dave Winfield.
I remember Big Dave. He was a first baseman, right?
Yeah, later in his career, he was a first baseman.
That's what I remember.
How about Raleigh Fingers minus the mustache?
Yeah, that's what I was. Raleigh Fingers, one of the closers. Man.
Dennis Eckersley. Ennis called me Dennis Eckersley.
He's a Hall of Famer.
That is a little Dennis Eckersley-ish, the hair.
So
I was going to go with Ozzie Smith.
Nope, definitely don't see it.
No, man. How about who was the outfielder on that
Pablo
team?
Sandoval.
Vince Coleman. Now, that's probably closer.
The body of Pablo Sandoval with the hair of Dennis Eckersley.
But Red Sox Pablo Sandoval when he really ballooned up even more.
I see more Manny Ramirez.
And like, I don't know, the face of a bus accident.
I see Trot Nixon, a little bit of Trot Nixon.
Trot Nixon?
You remember Trot Nixon?
I remember Trot Nixon, yes. I also wonder...
Johnny Damon?
John says Fred looks like fat John Clayton.
Is that the dude on ESPN that's a big Seahawks fan?
Yeah.
See, I don't want to say anything bad about our ESPN brethren, but yeah. I have a joke there that I'm totally going to just leave it alone.
All right, fine.
You get a lot of Kenny Powers.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. And Virginia's Buttonweed said, Fred would definitely drink Joe Boo's alcohol. Yes, I would. No question. Up your butt, Joe Boo. That's like the fourth movie reference that's been made on the show. A line from a movie.
Well, that's not shocking.
No, but I mean, I think we're way ahead of pace today.
I'm super bummed about Kristaps Porzingis not playing. Like, what do you really have to lose, buddy? I don't know.
I mean, it says the series, so maybe somebody thinks that they're going to put the team on their back. And I mean, maybe Luka says, you know what? I got it.
So, like, my meniscus was torn for literally a year and a half, and I just said, I mean, it hurts. Don't get me wrong. It's not, it doesn't feel good, but you can play through it. Now, could you play at your highest level? Probably not. But it just seems like, if you beat the Clippers, that's a big victory. And truthfully, if you beat the Clippers, you've suddenly got a chance. Because does anybody think the Mavericks can't beat the Jazz?
Well, I think they would beat the Jazz.
I do, too.
I think they could beat them without Porzingis.
So let's say they beat the Jazz, and now you've got the Lakers.
Or the Rockets.
Or the Thunder.
Or the Thunder,
at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lakers aren't unbeatable. You're an underdog, certainly. But let's say you beat the Lakers. There's nobody in the Eastern Conference that's going to be an overwhelming favorite over the Mavericks. Let's be honest. I mean, there would be teams that would be favored over them, but none that would be more favored over them than the Lakers would have been.
Here's the difference between you and him. You're not 7 feet tall, and how often these guys have leg problems that get worse and worse and worse because they push it.
And he's already had an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Is it in the same knee? Is his meniscus tear in the same knee? Because I think it was his left knee that he tore the ACL in. If it's the left knee and that's now become a problem knee, maybe it's not worth it. But if it's the other knee and it's just, and I say it like just a meniscus, like it's no big deal.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
But a lot of people, meniscus, a lot of the times people don't have surgery on them.
Per the Mavericks statement, so this is, quote, the Dallas Mavericks announced today that Kristaps Porzingis has been receiving treatment for a lateral meniscus tear of his right knee, and further treatment options are being explored at this time. He suffered the injury in Game 1 of the 2020 playoffs. He has not been medically cleared to play for the remainder of the Mavericks' first-round series and will not be available.
Okay, so tell me, make sure that I'm right that it was his left knee that was torn initially. Can you do that? That he tore his ACL in? Listen, I'm not here to call professional athletes soft. That
would have been his left ACL.
Okay.
Back in 2018.
I'm just saying, and I don't know. Maybe I'm full of it because I've gotten emotional about this Mavericks team because I like
they're fun to watch.
Like Luka. They're a fun basketball brand. They also got dumped on by like 100 points last time they played. So maybe I'm making. I'm acting like they've got a better chance to do something than they actually do. But I just feel like in this situation, I'm probably rolling. I'm probably trying to keep playing.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. I mean, the guy's already had knee problems, and I've seen so many guys that size ruin their careers by trying to push through knee problems. And, yeah, you'd love to be able to have your chance, but this team, I've been saying it all along, this is too soon. And, yeah, maybe they would have an opportunity, but realistically, this is a team that could have a 3-4-5-year run as a legitimate title contender Don't screw them up. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'd be happy to take some calls. And, yeah, there's some sports. All right. We'll get that in a minute. Trey, you all right over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm great.
How you feeling?
I'm all right. I feel all right.
Did you drink your water?
Yeah, I had some water. I'm going to get some more water here during the break.
I think that's a good idea.
When's the last time you did shots of alcoholic beverages?
Probably the Christmas party. Remember?
Yeah.
When we could gather.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah. That may never happen again.
Never again. Probably not.
Was there any chance of you making love that night? Did you meet any ladies that were like,
doubtful.
Hey. But maybe.
Doubtful.
Does anybody's office have a couch that Trey could lay down on for a little bit? Mine doesn't.
I think the only couch still in an office is in David Gow's office.
Can't do that.
We're not going to do
Definitely
that.
Definitely not.
No. But I think you could use a little nap.
I'll probably chill in my car for a second.
No, you're not going to your car.
The lobby has those nice comfy chairs now.
Yeah, you know
that
what?
Is true.
In fact, on the break here, I'm going to take you out there and show you where to wait.
I'm going to pee during the break.
I feel all right. I'm not.
I know, but just
we're playing it safe with you, buddy.
That's a good point.
All right, I got to tell you guys, one of the big changes that we're going through now is wearing a mask, and not all masks are the same. Masks are not all built equally. I can tell you that. Boomer Naturals has a mask that's comfortable. It's highly breathable. It's got three layers, including a nano silver layer that is going to protect you from letting those drops and particles get to your nose and mouth. That's what we want, right? That's what we want, the best protection. That's what we're looking for in a mask. They also offer the nano silver neck gaiters that Fred likes to wear if that's more comfortable for you. And here's a thing that I think is really great. And we talked to Suzanne about this the other day, the lady that runs Boomer Naturals. For every order, they donate a mask to people who wouldn't otherwise get them, whether it be homeless, Native Americans, veterans, people who may have trouble getting a mask, they're donating them, and that's a great thing. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use my promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% on your order. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com.
I'm just trying to hit it. You not with it. Get up, miss it. You can't catch them slipping.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. So Trey is resting comfortably.
Where is he?
Took him down to the second floor where that couch is so he could sleep down there. And we confiscated his car keys.
Probably should have put a sign on him that says, I'm not homeless. I work on
football. He's still awake. I don't think he's going to be awake for very long. You know, because I'm going to listen to the show. I'm like, okay, yeah.
I mean, he didn't have that much to drink.
No, he didn't, but he's not used to doing it.
He shotgunned a Natterdays.
Yeah, that's the problem. And three shots. He did the Malort.
Natterdays are like 4% ABV. He did a double of the Ghost Pepper. He did a Malort.
And he did the...
He did a taste of the Aquavit.
Yeah, but you're acting like he can drink
I'm not acting like it. That's not what I'm saying.
But that's an awful lot of alcohol for somebody who doesn't drink that much. And I don't know if he ate or any of that.
I don't either.
So, yeah. I think we're going to have standards for people who are outside coming in to do happy hour with us. So... I need to know you can handle your alcohol. That's like four already, right?
Well, guess what? I chugged a Natterdays to start the show.
Yeah. Now, see,
I didn't even drink my. I've got my Red Bull here. I haven't even touched.
Yeah. So you shot that. You did the Ghost Pepper shot, and then you've had some beer.
Yeah.
So you're fine. I'm not worried about you.
I'm great.
Not about great. That would be a first, but. Yeah,
I mean, we could try to get him to drink enough so that he can't even walk into the restaurant tonight for dinner.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm like a functioning grown-up slash semi-alcoholic. I think I'd probably be okay.
Yeah, that. I'm disappointed in Patrick Creighton. I'm not going to lie. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be bullied.
Yeah, he doesn't get bullied. He doesn't like to be bullied.
It's a New York thing. I think it's a small penis thing more than anything. Well, not necessarily him, but you know,
I don't know that about Patrick.
I don't know that. I'm just speculating.
Patrick's heavy set, and they say when you're heavy set, it looks smaller than it really
is. Maybe that's what it is. But
I think it's probably normal sized.
I like team players. That's all. Sean says, took him to the second floor. Is that the equivalent of my parents taking my childhood dog to the farm? Mm. Oh.
I hope not.
No. There's a nice little area on the second floor. And those of you who actually came here back in the old days when we could do listener parties here, if you went to the second floor, you probably, well, no, I wasn't fixed yet. But there's a nice little area for him to sleep down there. So it's all good.
What if he's down there actually popping bottles and he's just getting more drunk?
I'm pretty sure that all the alcohol is in our possession right now.
Okay.
Unless he was sneaking around a flask. He might have been. I don't know. So. 281 says, my girlfriend's from New York and she's definitely a bully. Yeah, New Yorkers are a different breed, man. They really are. I don't want to start offending New Yorkers, but they all have, even the ones with large penises have penis envy. Let's just put it that way. They all think the world's out to get them. They all think they're tough guys, and they all act like they're really, really George Costanza in the pool. Shrinkage. That's all. And stop with your Pat the Stat jokes, guys. Jeez.
Trey's 25 years old, yeah. All right?
It'd be perfectly legal.
It would be. Kudos to you for that.
My goodness. Damn it, where did this go? I have... this comes up every now and then, like the best and worst accents in America.
Okay.
There was actually another survey, and I think part of it's really good, and part of it is like the worst survey ever. I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Of course, I'm having to find it now because I didn't have any of my stuff up because there was no reason to have actual show prep in front of me, right?
Well, I mean, you should. I prepped for the show today.
Well, I prepped, but the first hour, I didn't even need any of it.
The first hour, you don't need it. You're right.
Okay, so sexiest accents in America. See if you could guess the top five.
What do they give? States?
By states or regions, like Appalachian's a region.
Okay. Southeastern United States, like Mississippi, Alabama, they're going to vote number one.
I don't know who did this.
Is this for ladies or?
No, it's for anybody. Now, for me, I think of ladies. I don't care about guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that too. On a gal, because on a guy, I would imagine the Mississippi, Alabama accent to be very off-putting.
I like Georgia myself. Savannah, Georgia.
I think I like Mississippi.
On a chick, I like Savannah, Georgia.
Mississippi, Alabama for me on a lady.
Aaron, weigh in.
Local, Texas.
Homer.
Boring.
Yep.
Number one. Oh, you sent me the damn story, so you know the answer already. You're cheating.
But I still, in my opinion,
but you know,
the
you're
Texas
cheating.
Is...
You're cheating. He knows Texas is number one.
Okay. Well, I don't. Don't okay. ruin it.
I know, but that's my own fault for involving. I'm trying to involve Aaron in the show. And, okay, that's a fail on my part. That's an interception in the end zone.
I'll unplug my mic now.
No, you're fine. You stick around. But, okay, so I have no problem with Texas being number one. It's the sexiest accent. And, you know, ladies, I think I can do a pretty good Texas. Now, I do have real problems with 2 and 3. Like, if you
as
could,
long as, okay.
Because think of what, the two worst accents.
To me, the worst is like the Boston...
They have Boston number 3 on the most sexy list.
Oh.
I don't know who the hell is being surveyed here, but even people in Boston don't think that's sexy. They have New York number 2. And I'm listening to Patrick Crayton every night, and it's like, nope, that's not number two. Sorry. So here's your top five. Texas, number one. New York, two. Boston, three. Alabama, four. Chicago, five?
Okay,
not bad. California, six.
California seems like basic bitch pumpkin spice latte American.
And sometimes like when they're stoned, it's like nice and laid back, man, on the beach out here. Yeah, it's not really sexy. Philadelphia, number seven.
Pass.
Maine, eighth. I got to be honest, I don't know what a person like Maine sounds like. I can only think of Stephen King and his cameos in his movies.
Yeah.
Not sexy. Northwestern, nine, which would be...
like Pacific Northwest, Washington,
yeah,
Oregon.
Yeah.
Some of them talk in a... I guess the big difference between them and regular people is sometimes their vowels are a little different.
Yeah.
But it's not like an off-putting... It's pretty normal.
Yeah, I think it's very California-like with a little twist.
Yeah.
And number 10, Kentucky.
Kentucky's not bad.
Kentucky is not bad. Your least
Kentucky, Tennessee, I consider the same.
Yeah, well, really, they're not that far off from Georgia either. So that whole kind of area, I like all of those.
Except Missouri.
Yeah, yeah. That's
folks in Missouri, they talk funny.
Yeah. Least sexy. Here's what I don't get. New York's number two on the list, right? You know what number 50 and number 49 are? New Jersey and Long Island. Guys, you're all in the same boat. What the hell? So New Jersey 50, Long Island 49, Florida 48. I don't even know that Florida's got accents. I mean, I think they're poor man's Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota 47. I admit I kind of find that a little sexy.
Not me.
I thought, you know, the whole Fargo thing, even though she's not the most attractive woman, maybe pregnant, I don't know. Pittsburgh, 46. I don't even know what a Pittsburgh accent is. 45, Alaskan.
I
couldn't tell you. 44, Pennsylvania Dutch. So I'm guessing that's kind of like the, one of the guys with the beards. I'm blanking. I've had just enough alcohol to dull
myself. Amish,
yeah. Yeah, not sexy. Except in Kingpin, that was pretty sexy. Appalachian is 43rd.
That's like West Virginia girls who, yeah. I ain't got no teeth. What you talking about? How am I going to bite you?
So there's a lot of, yeah. California Valley is 42nd. Again.
Like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
That should be number 49 right
That's
behind
like
Boston.
The hottest thing. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And number 41, Southern Ohio.
I mean, Southern Ohio is sort of northern Kentucky. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, I mean, you literally cross a bridge.
Yeah.
From Louisville over to Ohio. I don't get it. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting that somebody thinks Texas has the sexiest voices. I certainly think so, and I hope people who did that survey are listening to the show today.
I don't like the way people talk in Michigan. It's sort of a Canadian blend, like Crown Royal. Not unlike Crown Royal. It's a Canadian-American blend, and they just sound like, I don't know. I don't know what bothers me about it, but I don't like it.
A lot of people, when they emigrated from other places, either went to Minnesota or Michigan first and then to Canada, or to Canada first. And so it's fairly inbred. You know who I hate? Idaho. Idaho's accent.
I couldn't tell you Idaho's accent. I would assume it's much like Washington and Oregon.
I couldn't either. I was just looking for a state to pick on. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Talk dirty to me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sana.
Well, the markets ended the week out on a strong note. With today's gains, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P have all gained back the losses suffered since March. The Dow closed 160 points higher to turn positive on the year. The NASDAQ and S&P were both up over 0.5%, pushing those indexes into positive territory for the year as well. Walmart and Coca-Cola, some of the big gainers for the Dow Jones today. Traders reacting to some positive economic reports. The Commerce Department said that personal income was up 0.4%, that coming in above estimates of a drop of 0.2%. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan said that consumer sentiment improved more than expected during the month of August. And traders also took in some comments today from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who made the announcement of the central bank's adoption of average inflation targeting. Those comments were seen as a bit of a hint that the Fed may leave interest rates at near zero levels, at least for the foreseeable future, and even if there's an acceleration in the pace of inflation.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 201 says American accents are all just all around not sexy. I agree, except for, like, I just love... like Charlize Theron in Bagger Vance with her fake.
Yeah, but she's from accent. South Africa.
I know
she's,
she is, but she's doing a phony that accent. I know.
Baloney.
And you could tell it was phony, but I loved it. But I also love, like, I think South Africans, sort of higher end English, those are great. Actually, German accents are kind of sexy.
That's one of the. There's a chick on that that show, that Man in the High Castle, who is a German gal, and she does have kind of a sexy voice.
I think South American accents are pretty sexy, especially on women. Of course, South American women in general are just gorgeous. Are you leaving or are you agreeing, Tyler? Oh.
He's leaving.
Okay. Have a good one, bud. Somebody else says, how dare you, Fred? All 509 of us Idahoans are insulted. I say, good day, sir. And somebody else said, Louisiana's bottom 10. I disagree, man.
I don't think so, either.
There's something about that Cajun accent.
And it depends on the area of Louisiana, too.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I assume he's talking about southern Louisiana Cajun accent.
But there is, like, a southern Louisiana Cajun that's cute, and there's a southern Louisiana that you can't understand, and it's weird.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's like the defensive coordinator from Waterboy.
Kind of.
Yeah. So... oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Any bets on the Stros versus A's tonight? No, guys, I have not stooped to baseball betting. I'm sorry.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Said if y'all are ready, we could do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. We talk a little baseball betting.
Yeah.
Not to do it.
No, and by the way, there's going to be a bunch of horse racing tomorrow, and I'll have hockey back. So, if I have anything, I'll tweet it out. Now let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we have a new study from the Pew Research Center.
Okay. Pew.
You're supposed to go pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
Apparently... and this doesn't affect any of us, so I'd be curious what our listeners say. And actually, it would have been good to have a sober tray in here. Half of all single Americans aren't interested in having a relationship. Okay, I get that. But that same number doesn't even want to date right now. 50% of single Americans, they're not interested in a committed romantic relationship or going on a date.
Boy. So, I mean, I get not interested in a relationship, but not interested in going on a date.
Well, here's...
usually if you're single, you have to at least go on a date to get laid.
Well, I guess some people aren't all that interested, apparently. Here's some other findings. 10% only want casual dates. No problem with that. Only 26% are interested in dates or a committed romantic relationship. And of that, 14% are only interested in a serious romantic relationship. So only 14% of single people want a serious romantic relationship.
Okay.
That I get, especially during the Ronaverse.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that, but 50% don't even want a date.
That's surprising.
Yeah. I found that number to be a little, I don't want to say shocking, but I was shocked. Somebody says, I like a French accent. French women have awesome accents.
Oui, oui.
That's one of the best things about flying Air Canada, where they have to do the announcements in English and then French. And, you know, if you close your eyes and listen to the French, it's pretty sexy.
If you close your eyes.
Well, you don't want to, you know.
You don't want to see them.
No, no.
Womp, womp. Womp,
womp. So this is why date when you can smash hoes on Tinder.
You know. I mean, how about because you want a meaningful relationship? How about you want something more?
Being a little respectful here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. You know, jeez. It's the kind of thing somebody would sit there and talk about closing your eyes, talking about a flight attendant would say. That's just horrible. Anyway, that was your Shout Out Jewelers Gym of the Day, so we're good.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Bannock Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Oh, man. We still have an hour left. Most people are agreeing on the text line that, yeah, they don't want to a date.
Wow.
It's a smash and grab, which...
I mean, well, mind you, we have an all-male, almost all-male audience. Of course that's the case. Anybody, like, the goal of the single male, I don't know about other species, but the single human male... is to get laid with as little effort as possible. That's the goal. And we all know that. But, like, at some point, don't you want someone to, like, share a life with? And
you know what? I think it depends on what stage of life you're in. Because, I mean, I disagree. I think it's fun to put some effort into it. It's a challenge. You know, to me, trying to get somebody interested in me, because listen, let's face it, I'm a hideous beast. No woman's gonna look and say, oh dude, that guy's
agreed.
I want to get to know him, right? So for me, it's a challenge. I love the idea of, hey, you know, it's like playing poker. You know, I'm throwing out feeler bets, I'm doing this and this, yeah, and this, and I'm trying to connect with them. And if I can make them connect with me, then that's fun.
Well, you can't make them connect.
That would get me in trouble. No, right. But if I can create a connection, let me rephrase
that. Okay. That's bad.
Can I rephrase that, Your Honor?
Yes.
If I can create a connection that makes them interested in me, then that's a victory. That feels fun. So, I mean, yeah, I don't think you want to get laid with as little effort as possible. I like to put some effort into it. So... 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So one says, I've been with my woman for 5 years, and we're technically still dating, not married, not engaged. See, if I had it all to do over again, I think that's what I don't know that I'd ever get married again. And I know I've said that three times. But I think I would just find somebody I really like and just date them. And maybe not even live in the same house.
Oh.
I mean, because...
Well, but a lot of the time that ends up being a financial decision. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I were to ever just date somebody again, she'd have to be a rich. I mean, like a significant rich. Hell, I don't know. I can't even speculate. But I don't know, man. I think it would be fun to just see somebody and not have to live with them all the time. Now, my current relationship's fine because...
You mean your current marriage?
Current marriage, yeah. I guess I need to differentiate between the two. Is that where we are?
My current relationship.
But it works out really well because we don't see each other that much.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but I like that. I like having space. I like having, you know, time to myself. And like the older I get, the more I appreciate that and not having somebody in your face all the time. Yeah. Especially, and you got kids, right? So you got kids, yes, around all the time too. It's like now that mine are gone, It's like, okay, I got a dog. That's good enough. God, I'm turning into such an old And I don't really have a lawn to tell people to get off.
He's turning into an old.
No, I mean, I never had the attitude of an old person. I was old.
Oh. Okay.
Now I'm starting to get an old guy attitude.
Well, I always had the attitude of an old person.
Oh, that's true.
And now I'm actually getting old.
Yeah. I don't want you people around me at all. What we got here is failure to communicate. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know what I think I'm going to pick up on the way home?
Some Carbach.
Some Crawfordbach.
Yeah, I got to tell you. So the pub was supposed to open yesterday. They're going to open on Tuesday. I'm working on something with the guys there and trying to see if we can get out there soon. But they'll be open on Tuesday, and you'll be able to go in. You'll be able to drink their delicious beer. You'll be able to eat their delicious food, all in a safe setting. And you'll also be able to watch the games there. The Astros and the Rockets obviously playing right now, so you'll be able to watch those. And, of course, the Texans getting started in a couple weeks. So always a great place. They've always got something special on tap. I'm guessing when they open up, they're going to have something super special on tap for you if you get out there. And, of course, they've got all their favorites on standby as well, like the Crawfordbach and the Love Street. And, of course, the new and improved Weekend Warrior. So you may want to check that out. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get the latest details on the pub and on the brewery, etc. But make sure when you're out and about and when you get to the grocery store, you pick up some Carbach.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.